3, 2, 1,
action.
Yes, the newest chapter of Star Wars is in theaters today. Some of us were so excited we went last night, but that's besides the point. The Last Jedi marks the return of actors Mark Hamill, Daisy Ridley, Adam Driver, and, of course, the late Carrie Fisher. The space opera was written and directed by Rian Johnson, who is also going to be working on the next Star Wars trilogy. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco tells us more about the man tasked with creating nostalgia for generations to come.
Rian Johnson has been a Star Wars fan since he was a little boy in Denver playing with his action figures.
My mom surprised me and got me a Jawa. I wanted a Jawa, and she got it for me. But then it's always that you always end up losing the main characters, and you're left with, like, Hammerhead and, like, the Walrus Man with the weird droid whose name you don't know, who's missing a leg. Those were the first movies I was making in my head.
The filmmaker, who turns 44 on Sunday, says his favorite character was Luke Skywalker.
Han Solo was cool, but I was not cool growing up, so I identified with this kid who feels like he's in the middle of nowhere and disconnected from everything, who, you know, gets back to that thing of what these movies really appeal to, you know, the idea of there's this big adventure that's out there that you can jump into, and it's scary, but it's going to be okay, and it's fun.
For Johnson, that meant everything from making home movies to goofing around with Daisy Ridley and Mark Hamill on location for The Last Jedi. Fans say The Last Jedi captures the spirit of the original Star Wars movies. During Disney's D23 Expo, actor Mark Hamill told them Johnson's script was refreshing.
There were so many unexpected elements, which is great in a Star Wars film because it's getting harder and harder to bring new things to the table. And this is a real game changer.
It's also a tribute to Carrie Fisher, who died suddenly last year after shooting her scenes. Johnson says he gets choked up watching Fisher as Princess Leia Organa Solo, now a general of the Resistance.
Honestly, it's really weird just being on the press tour right now and not having her around, because this is where she would just be a raging wildfire, you know? This is where she would just be chewing him up and spitting him out in press interviews.
Here's a less feisty Carrie Fisher in a behind-the-scenes video shown at Disney's D23 Expo last summer, talking about The Last Jedi.
It's about family, and that's what's so powerful about it.
The newest member of that family is actress Kelly Marie Tran. On the red carpet at the premiere, Tran was ecstatic about how Johnson plucked her from obscurity to be in the film.
He was so welcoming and collaborative and open and hilarious, and he has this sort of childlike wonder that not many people have. Anybody who gets to work with him is just the luckiest.
Johnson grew up making Super 8 and video movies with his younger brothers and sisters and cousins. He also sang in a folk duo called The Preserves with one of those cousins, Nathan Johnson, who's composed the music for most of Rian's movies. As a film student at USC in the 1990s, Johnson began collaborating with cinematographer Steve Yedlin. They made such films as Evil Demon, Golf Ball from Hell.
Yeah!
After USC, Johnson was an assistant editor, a post-production runner, and he produced promos for the Disney Channel. For a decade, he also worked on his first feature, Brick, a high school detective movie.
When it gets too hot, you got a discipline issue with me? Write me up or suspend me.
The movie starred Joseph Gordon-Levitt and was shot by Steve Yedlin and produced by Ron Bergman.
It is from A to Z. I'm there from the first day that he starts thinking about it all the way until we deliver the movie. And I'm there to support him. We're partners.
Bergman says they shot Brick for around $350,000, and they filmed it at Johnson's old high school in San Clemente, California.
It was a weird little detective movie, and Rom was the reason I felt comfortable taking money from family and loved ones in order to make it, because I thought, well, if Rom is running things, then we'll actually have a movie when we come out of the other end of it all.
Ron Bergman went on to produce all of Rian Johnson's movies, Looper, The Brothers Bloom, and now Star Wars The Last Jedi. Johnson has also used the same cinematographer, Steve Yedlin, and editor, Bob Doucet. His loyalty extends to his actors as well. Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Noah Segan have acted in them all. They even have bit parts in The Last Jedi. Segan says his best friend Rian Johnson has a through line in all of his movies.
He has a tendency to be unafraid to allow his heroes to be vulnerable in heroic moments, and it started in Brick.
You can see that vulnerability in the three episodes Johnson directed for the AMC series Breaking Bad.
I watched her overdose and choke to death. I could have saved her, but I didn't.
Bryan Cranston earned an Emmy for his performance in the episode Ozymandias, which some critics have called the greatest hour of television.
Ryan has that ability to be able to find the core and then put veneer over it so that an audience senses something's deeper about that character or the plot, and then you slowly reveal it to show the audience what they inherently thought it was going to be, or surprise them with a justifiable twist and catches them off guard. That's beautiful narrative when you can do that.
Cranston says it makes sense that Johnson was chosen to write and direct Star Wars with his ability to create both intimate, almost theater-like scenes to cinematic galactic battles.
For a storyteller, playing with the action figures was a precursor to blocking. He may not have even realized that himself, but that's exactly what he was working on when he was a little nerd boy in middle school.
Johnson still laments that his original Star Wars figures were lost or destroyed long, long ago.
The toy I always wanted was the AT-AT, the walker.
Last week, fans from the Star Wars show made little Rian Johnson's dream come true.
They found me a vintage walker toy, and they gave it to me. So now I have in my office. I got it home, and I tore it out of the box, and I set it up, and it's so cool. It took... took 30 years and making a Star Wars movie to do it, but I finally got my walker. Nerd.
Now that The Last Jedi is out, Rian Johnson will soon begin plotting new Star Wars stories. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.